This is The Poetry Moment, and I'm Sean Vestal. And today I'm going to read one of my own poems, which is titled To the Homeless Man in the Stanford Sweatshirt. This is a poem I wrote a few years ago, but it has stayed on my mind because of our experiences with our homeless brothers and sisters here in Spokane in the last year. To the Homeless Man in the Stanford Sweatshirt. The food goes on a metal tray. The line goes back to the back of the room, out of the room and into the street where the cars that pass speak to stars by computer. You could get on any street and drive the rest of your life if you only had a thing to drive in and the fuel. The food goes on a metal tray and they're all the same. No point in checking to see which is better or bigger, which one has the kind of roll you like or fewer tomatoes in the salad. Some of the trays are shinier than others, like anything. The line goes back and out the door, across the oceans and the decades, the line where people stand to eat. I would have laughed at that shirt once, at you in that shirt. Cardinal red, blocky white letters and a font you could drive the rest of your life if you had the fuel. Stanford. I know a professor there, and now a meaningless filament runs from him through me to you. Through me, who once applied to Stanford, who once chose that name for its sound and its shape, because it seemed to mean another place, another life. Chose Stanford in architecture, not knowing where Stanford was, neither the city nor state, and with no interest in architecture. Chose it because a person who went there would have to be a different person than the one I feared I was. I wish you were an alumnus, sir. You there with your metal tray, an alumnus of the architecture program fallen, but only briefly, soon to rise and invent again the next shapes for the world. That was To the Homeless Man in the Stanford Sweatshirt by me, Sean Vestal.